Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
The Amazing Race Australia continues on our TVs tonight, and it is heating up. The stowaways ruffled some feathers upon their arrival. Fortunately for us, nobody got eliminated last night, but we haven't spoken to Ashley and Amanda yet. They joined me on the phone this morning. Hello, girls. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
We are fantastic. The Gold Coast girls from Queensland, although Amanda, I've got to bring this up. You're originally a South Aussie, right?
Yeah, I was born in Adelaide and lived there till I was about three. And then I come back a few times every year because all my family live in Adelaide and out in the country and at the river.
And it's the best place in the world, obviously. That's why.
Yes.
Awesome. Have you been out to the Riverland at all, like Renmark, Berry, Barmer? Have been out to some wine tasting or anything around here?
Yeah, my family live pretty close to Langhorn Creek and they're at Wellington, just south of, or, I don't know, some direction away from Tail and Bend. So I go out there quite a bit.
Oh, very nice. It's a great part of the world. Now, obviously, you are still in the race so far. You are the influencers. Tell us about when you got the call up to be on the show, when they said, congratulations, you two are on the show. What was your initial reaction?
Oh, we were so excited. Like, I love The Amazing Race, and I grew up watching it, so it was kind of my idea to go on the show, and I was like, drag Amanda along with me. So, we were so excited, and it was only a few weeks before we actually left to go on the show that we found out that we were on the race. So then we were like, okay, we've got, like, a few weeks to, like, get everything together and, like, let's try and...
Wow. I mean, Ashley, you're a personal trainer, so you've probably been kind of training for this your whole life. Were you basically ready to hit the ground running?
Yeah, it's kind of like a big obstacle course race, I guess, and like we both do a lot of those anyway. But it was more like just training for stuff that we don't normally do in real life.
Like a lot of the race isn't obviously just running. Yeah. There's things that you could just never train for example, like in the first episode when we had to catch the massive gym balls and throw them into a target, like while you're suspended in the air 10 meters up. So you've just got to be so diverse with all your skills on the show to be able to win.
What was your biggest fear going into it, maybe coming across some kind of challenge that you just could not do? Was there a big fear?
Probably we both were worried about dancing challenges.
Yeah.
And also eating challenges we were worried about as well.
The dancing for me is the hardest thing. I think Ash is a bit more rhythmically better than I am, but I just, dancing is not my strength.
Okay, so go and wrestle crocodiles up in Darwin, that's fine. But if dancing comes around, nope.
Yeah,
the crocodiles was amazing. I had so much fun doing that. Like, they were so cute.
Oh, I mean, I spoke to Sepher and Jess yesterday, and Jess was visibly shaken after that experience.
But I was so proud of her watching that because I had no idea she was so afraid of crocodiles.
Yeah. Ashley, also, I mean, I know how this feels. You said you suffered from extreme FOMO, fear of missing out. Is that basically like, you know, going to something, saying, oh, no, I'll sit this one out, and then missing out on the experience? Is that basically what you're saying?
100%. When Amanda was doing the helicopters last night, I was so jealous. I was like, I mean, it does look terrifying, but I was also like, this is amazing. Like, you can't just go and do that. And, like, what a cool experience. Yeah. And same when she was doing the nighttime abseil in Townsville, like, I was sitting there going, I wish I was doing this. This is a bit tough. I've got to run up this mountain while I'm in here. Do this incredible abseil.
No.
The thing with roadblocks is you never know what it is. You literally only get the cryptic one-liner. And with the race, you have to do an even amount of roadblocks. So we just kind of went one for one. And so far, I've been pretty lucky getting the pretty awesome one. So hopefully Ash gets a good one.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed for you, Ash. Hopefully you have some fun, at least one of the legs.
I've been having fun every leg.
Yeah, true. I mean, it looks like you guys are having an absolute riot out there, and we can't wait to continue watching you. 7:30 tonight on Win. The Amazing Race continues. Thank you so much, Ashley and Amanda.
Thank you for having us.